Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Mercer County Wrestling. The first day of wrestling practice was Monday, and I saw Caden Harmon tweeted out, "Wrestling is hard." Apparently, Caden Harmon, they had the heat cranked up in that wrestling building on Monday. What'd you mean by that?
You know, it's just, you go into the room first day, and you're like excited to get wrestling, but once practice starts, you realize how out of shape you are, so you're just physically drained at the end of the day. You're physically and mentally drained because our coaches don't waste any time getting on us, you know. They want us to do the best we can be, so they're on us from the start, you know, getting us ready for the season. They know what it takes. They've been there. They know what it takes to compete at state, so, and you know, so they're just trying to do their best to get us where we need to be.
Yeah, and I know you're going to have plenty of time in that wrestling room before the first matches. I think December 2nd is the first weekend of wrestling for you. And I was talking to you off the air. Do you realize how fast this thing is going? And I said, I can't remember. Was that your freshman year or your sophomore year? You won those big matches during the yeah. state dual meet. It was your freshman year. How fast is this thing going for you?
You know, once you're in the season, it feels like it goes so slow. But once you look back when the season's at its end, you look back and you're like, wow, that went really fast. And now being at my senior year and I've had my first day of wrestling practice, you realize, you know, how fast it goes. And you just gotta, you know, work hard every practice because I've had previous injuries, so you don't really ever know which one's going to be your last. So you just gotta go in there and work like it's going to be your last one because, one, it goes by, and two, you don't know when it's going to be your last one.
Well, I know there's talent back in that wrestling room here in 2017, 2018, and I know, as is the case really every year with the wrestling program, big things are expected. Who are your, I guess it's not fair to say sparring partners, but I see you guys sometime kind of spar on that mat down there, but who do you, who do you match up? What are the battles in the wrestling room for you?
My main practice partner, I like to go with Stone. You know, he's had some pretty insane success, I would say, since his freshman year, really from the start. He hit the ground running, so I like to go with him. He gives me a good look, a good feel, so, and I know he's one of the best in the state at this sport, so, you know, if you got a practice partner like that, you got to really take advantage of it. And then I would say another one is Camden Whitenack. You know, he hasn't had the success he's probably wanted, but he's another guy that's got a lot of potential. He's another guy that works really hard at what he does. You know, he wrestles a lot during the year, so he's got a really good wrestling head. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. Seth Speaker is another one I like to go to. He had probably a disappointing year last year, but he's another guy that knows what he's doing and is good at what he does. So, you know, when you have the talent like that in the room, you really got to take advantage of it. That way, when you have those big matches, you can really step up and do what you need to do for your team.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good last standing match in the wrestling room with you and Stone Engel and Whitenack and the younger Speaker. So, you know, there's four kids right there, and, you know, you throw in the likes of a kid like the older Speaker. Boy, that's the making of a nice nucleus of a lineup. You know, as you look in the wrestling room, it looks like, you know, it should be another pretty good year, I think, for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of guys that are young, but, you know, it's something that goes with the sport. And, you know, you don't just hop into high school being a senior. You know, you got to kind of earn a name. So I think all the guys in the room are ready to do that. I think they're ready to step up and get after it in practice. So, you know, when duels start and tournaments start, that I think we can get going right from the start.
Yeah, and I see, as per usual, you start in that north-south quad, and I have it listed on our schedule here, as I called it up, at Mercer County High School on that Saturday, December the 2nd. So that, you know, that features some pretty good wrestling schools, you know, the likes of Lena Winslow, their co-op with Stockton, then Stillman Valley, and then, you know, West Carroll always has some pretty good dudes that take to the mat as well. That's a nice way to start the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really, really good meet for us because you get, I mean, we win last year. That was the team sectional match for us. And, you know, the first time we wrestled them, we got beat pretty bad. But at team sectional, you know, it's pretty close. So I think, one, it not only helps us, you know, like, see where we're at and give us a challenge right off the start, but I think at the end of the year when we wrestle people again, you know, we can really see, like, all the improvement we made. And, you know, you go into wrestling practice every day and it doesn't feel like anything's happening because you can't see the physical change. So I think once you go up against those guys again that you can really see what's happened. Your hard work is actually doing something. So I think it's nice both ways.
All right, so you told me off the air, 132 last year, going to certify at 138 this year. Feel pretty good about staying there, and is that a pretty good weight for you, you think?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good weight for me. Everybody's asking you, how much weight do you have to lose? And, you know, anything under 10 pounds is good because you have a lot of weight that just falls off. So I'm pretty close to weight right now, so I don't have too much to worry about, but I know some other guys on our team are not going to have the same luxuries as I am.
All right. So I saw baseball-wise, too, you have announced or committed you want to play at the next level, going to St. Ambrose. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So a little bit about wanting to play baseball at the next level. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited to meet the coach and meet all the guys on the team. So it's fun to look forward to.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to school and probably got to deliver pizzas and for Joe's Trattoria, and then you got to do battle in the wrestling room with a bunch of dudes today. So you have a full day. Caden Harmon will be following you here, your senior year. Good luck early in the wrestling season.
Thank you.
That's Caden Harmon joining us on WMJ and WMJ.com.